It's Bayern versus Dusseldorf on Saturday, and we're giving money back as cash on all markets if Müller scores at any time. Terms and conditions apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
Hello and welcome to the Racing Post Football Postcast. I'm Mark Langdon, and joining me today, we've got my colleague James Mason, and from the sponsors Paddy Power, it's their supreme odds compiler, Jason Murphy. We'll be discussing all kinds of action from the midweek fallout with Bayern Munich moving a step closer to winning the Bundesliga title, the battle for the top four, the race to avoid relegation, plus the weekend previews and our best bets. The Nat treble absolutely chinned on the line last week. Hopefully we can get a little bit more luck there. Right, guys, let's head straight into it. How are we, Jason? You doing well?
Yeah, it's doing great, Mark. Unbelievable weather over here in Ireland at the moment. It's meant to touch over 20 degrees today. So unfortunately, the Wi-Fi doesn't reach to the back garden, but we'll get out later on for a look for sure.
The factor 50 well and truly on in Ireland. James, you doing okay?
Yeah, good as well. Weather's nice. Although I don't see much of it. I've become a bit of a hermit during lockdown, to be fair. So the sun can come in through the window. That's enough for me.
I know what you mean. The problem I have is if you sneak outside for like a little 10-minute screen break sort of breather, you then don't want to come in. So I'm well against going outside. I'm just going to stay in for the until the rain comes, and then I'll probably pop outside. We should head off first of all, I think, to Signal Iduna Park on Tuesday. It was Borussia Dortmund against Bayern Munich. Felt like the biggest game in the world, really, given what sort of little scraps we've had to work with so far. Jason, what did you make of the game and Bayern Munich's victory? Was it deserved, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think it was deserved. Dortmund played quite well in the first half, but Bayern kind of kept them at arm's length, I suppose, and didn't go trying chasing the game or anything like it. Obviously, it was one moment of brilliance, but a mistake from the keeper as well, and that was kind of the deciding factor in the game. But overall, I think Bayern probably deserved to win it. It was as a fan, as a football fan, it was fine as a spectacle. You know, there was quality players on show. Really loved the sound of the ball being pinged around, you know, one touch passing. It's something that you can't pick up without the crowd there. But obviously, a crowd in attendance for a big game like that would have also helped. But I think Bayern were deserving of the win. And I think the title race is done and dusted for this year anyways.
Okay, I mean, it was a delightful goal by Joshua Kimmich that decided the game. And I was very impressed with zonal marking. Michael Cox, who pulled up Owen Hargreaves for his description of the goal, where he called it a lob. Of course, it wasn't a lob. I'm very much pedantic like Michael in that sense. It was a chip. For it to be a lob, it has to have, be bouncing. It was off the ground. James, do you blame the goalkeeper Berkey in that instance, or was it just a brilliant finish from Kimmich?
I think you've got to, portion a bit of the blame on Berkey, to be fair. Unfortunately, in these type of moments, in those games, it always comes down to little moments like that, and Bayern often come up with the big finish or, the big moment. And Berkey, he seems to have got there. I think he just loses his bearings. He tries to flick it over the bar, doesn't he, when he really should just be trying to push it to the side of his goal and trying to flick it up. It actually hits his right sort of finger, doesn't it? It only catches his finger and he can't get the power on it. So for me, the goalkeeper needs to take a bit of responsibility, which may seem a little bit harsh, but that was a huge moment, before half time. You think if it could have gone in 0-0, then Dortmund could have reassessed. But overall, in the balance of play, Bayern were just better. It had sort of a ring of a over 30s, under 30s game at the office. It's the young pretenders taken on Bayern, and experience paid off.
Okay, I was just wondering. I mean, you mentioned last week that you love your Indian takeaways. What would you have chips with that, or are you a connoisseur and refuse to have chips?
Oh, you can't have chips with a curry. Come on, it's got to be the normal stuff: rice, poppadoms, naan breads. No chips in there.
Jason, are you do you like a chip every now and then? You look like you do.
So, Mark, thanks. I definitely. Ah, yeah, you know, if you're out to Saturday night, you know, you don't fancy cooking anything the next day, there's nothing better than getting a bag of chips. I don't know if you know a Supermax. We have them here in Ireland. They're pretty good. It'd be like a McDonald's equivalent, but they're just nicer chips, nicer burgers, and strawberry milkshake to wash it down is always nice.
How has that affected the Bundesliga outright betting? A buy and sort of almost no offers now, 7 points clear.
Yeah, there's still people offering. We're 1 to 100. We're just looking at the fixture list left. It's hard to see Bayern dropping enough points for either Dortmund or Leipzig to catch them. We're best price Dortmund 33s, best price Leipzig 100 to 1. And just to add as well, like on the small detail, there's a lot of Bayern players came out after the game and said, you know, Hansi Flick had said it in pre-match that, you know, Berkey does tend to come off his line a bit, and you know, it's almost Al Pacino, a game of inches. Like it's the small details that can decide the biggest games. And again, even something like that is just goes to show how little difference there can be at this level of football. But at the same time, that little difference makes all the difference in terms of the title race.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought Dortmund were a little bit hard done by. I thought they definitely deserved something from the game. That, you know, and they were a little bit unlucky maybe not to have been leading before Kimmich. Sort of that goal really did sort of take the wind out of them. In terms of the top four, it was a bad old sort of midweek, really, Jason, for all of the teams there. Leipzig are still third, 55 points. Gladbach, 53 points on fourth, alongside Leverkusen, just goal difference separating those two. And none of the three teams were able to win. How has that affected the top four market, which is looking very interesting now?
Yeah, so, you know, Dortmund and Leipzig are very short, and, you know, we're expecting them to get through. Like, Dortmund still want 100, Leipzig want 50. But then it's we're siding with Gladbach, just looking at the run-in of fixtures. We've Gladbach 8 to 11, Leverkusen 10 to 11 to finish in the top four. And we just think with the run of fixtures left, Gladbach probably will edge Leverkusen in it. They're ahead slightly on goal difference. There's two goals of a goal difference in it at the moment. So it is really, really tight between those two teams as we enter the last couple of rounds of fixtures. Title race is done and dusted, but this is definitely one to watch. It'll keep a bit of interest in the league. And like I say, yeah, Leverkusen, you know, they're probably 4-1. It probably wasn't a 4-1, you know. They conceded a goal, I think, just before halftime. That probably changes the mood going into the dressing rooms. And you know, the second goal was a deflection off the free kick. And, you know, the next thing you know, it's 4-0 and the pull one back. Whereas I think Gladbach were actually lucky to get a draw in the end. Werder Bremen had a great chance in the 88th minute to win the game. So, yeah, like I said, it's good. It'll keep a bit of interest in this, given that the title race is over. But there's definitely plenty to play for in the top four race.
And James, out of those two, who would you prefer, Gladbach or Leverkusen for top four?
It's hard to separate them, really, but I'd probably just side, I think, with Mönchengladbach to get themselves into the top four or stay where they are at the moment. I just think Bayer, from having watched them a little bit, yes, they're fantastic to watch going forward, but very, very susceptible at the back. And I think that could probably come back to haunt them a little bit.
Okay, and Jason, we may as well touch on it. It's your favourite subject at the moment, home advantage. you're obviously making it pay. I know you've been taking on a lot of these home teams. Are you sort of more convinced than ever that it's playing a big part? No fans? Are you sort of the same? You just knew it would be this way from the, you know, from the off, or are you starting to have doubts? At least on Wednesday, the home teams fought back a little bit, at least.
Yeah, it's so the figures show that prior to the shutdown, you know, 43% of games were being won by home teams. And since then, including Wednesday night's games, we've had 5 home wins out of 27 games. So that's about an 18% win rate. Now, I feel, looking at the market prices and the ratings that I have, that home advantage or lack of it just hasn't been accounted for correctly in the market. Now, that doesn't mean I've been getting involved in every game or opposing home teams in every game. There's some times where I think the prices are right. So all you can do is just back on the price. If you think the price is wrong, you know, if you back enough for them, you'll make money in the long run. Now, there has been a lot of games where I think the home team prices have been too short and I have opposed them. But, you know, it's a nice run of results as well. You could have easily, over this run of games, you could have 27 home wins out of those 27 games. You know, it's just, there is variance does happen. So it has been a nice run of results too. And it's always nice when that goes with the opinion you have when you actually think there's a bit of value when you get the result to go with the value bet. I think the home advantage, a massive part of it, I think, is down to the referees. If you go back, you know, to the 1920s, the home win rate was about 70%, and then it decreased over the years down to about 60% of home teams normally win in football. We think that the drop over that over the 20th century was partly down to away teams. If they go away from home and go 2-0 down back in the 1920s, there's no away fans after travelling or going to get on their back. There's no televised games. Whereas now, away fans are watching it. There's Twitter, it's live on Sky. So even if you're 2-0 down after 10 minutes, you still have to put in the effort to get back in the game. And also travelling in the 21st century compared to the 1920s, you're going to be a lot fresher getting the games. I mean, I remember Southampton a few years ago, they actually got in sleep experts to do up specialised mattresses for their players, and they would bring the mattresses to the hotels for away games. So that's the level of detail we're at now. So that's it. That's one way of looking at home advantage and how it's changed over the past 100 years. But a big factor for me, I think, is the referees. Like, referees are only human. They will try and be as fair as possible, but there are biases there that can't be helped. Some biases are well known. If you look at the NBA, there's actually a rule in the NBA kind of known as when the game steps up, you step down. And the thinking is, in the last 15 minutes, the fans pay to see the big players, and there's studies being done. If you take the top 20 best players in a given NBA season, they do not get called for the fifth foul in the last quarter as much as the players that you would rate as average players. So there is a bias in referees that the fans have come to see the big stars. We don't want them being, you know, taken out after too many fouls and sitting on the bench when the game goes into, you know, the deciding factor in the last couple of minutes. So there is, like you say, known biases like that do tend to happen. But I just think in terms of football, the referees, without the crowd getting on their back, have been more lenient on the away side. There's not as many free kicks, there's not as many fouls, not as many bookings, and all these little things, when you add them all up, that's what kind of, you know, that's what ebbs away at the home advantage. And that's where I think the market has, for some matches, still not accounted for correctly, and it's just about picking off the right matches and then needing the result to go with, which we have been getting the last couple of weeks.
I think it's absolutely fascinating, because if you have a look at Bundesliga 2, for instance, which again is playing under the same sort of rules as the top division in Germany, 23 matches so far, 9 home wins, 10 draws, and only 4 away wins. So it doesn't appear to be making a big difference in the in the second division in Germany, at least. So my feelings on this are that we should just looked at, I'm still keeping very much an open mind, I think, on terms of what, you know, what home advantage is, how much it should be factored into pricing. I mean, you know, you could probably analyze a week, any random week in sort of a top European league, or 2 weeks where there are a load of away wins and no you know, home successes. Sometimes it just goes like that. But it could be as well that now, psychologically, because the results have started badly for some of these, you know, some of these home teams, all of a sudden, maybe they're starting to question whether home advantage is worth as much as it was previously anyway. James, have you got any strong views yet, or are you still waiting and seeing?
No, I mean, it's interesting to see. I've looked at some of the results, of course, that have happened since the Bundesliga returned. And some of them you think, well, actually, yeah, they're probably what you expected. But some of the teams that have lost at home haven't really, you didn't predict it. I mean, Wolfsburg winning 4-1 at Bayer Leverkusen was a massive shock, really, when you thought about it. Although Wolfsburg are in decent form at the moment. But obviously, Mönchengladbach losing at home, that was to Leverkusen. So there is some results in there where you think, well, actually, didn't really pick that one out. But it will be interesting to see. Probably another round of fixtures, I think, is needed to then properly look at it in terms of whether there's home advantage or not. But I do think, looking at this weekend's fixtures, there are some teams who are at home that aren't in good form, who, like you said, they could be thinking, well, we don't have our home fans behind us, we don't have the support, or do we really have any advantage? And they probably don't. So I think there are definitely some teams to get on this weekend that are playing away from home.
OK, well, we should get to the first of those now, of the weekend matches. All starts on Friday. It's Freiburg against Bayer Leverkusen. Jason, can we have the odds and your prediction, please?
Yeah, Freiburg 7-2, the draw 11-4, and Leverkusen 4-6. Freiburg drew midweek 3-3 against Frankfurt. They were 3-1 up. That meant the 2-up offer clicked again. That's the third time each round of fixture since we started back and rolled out the 2-up offer to the German Bundesliga. It's after clicking. So, again, it's a nice one to have in your pocket. Well, I haven't been overly impressed with Freiburg. Leverkusen did lose 4-1 during the week against Wolfsburg. But like I said, I could see how that game kind of got away from them. In terms of the match odds, I think they look about right. But if you want to bet the chair on, and you know, if you're watching the game, if you have a look at Leverkusen, over 3.5 goals and both teams to score has clicked in their last three games. That's about 11-4. For me, though, I'd play it a little bit safer and I just go with Leverkusen and both teams to score at 2-1. If you look at XG against Freiburg at home, you know, they're top half of the table for conceding XG against. And if you look at home and away, they're actually third in the table for XG against. Like, they give up a lot of chances, Freiburg do. Whereas Leverkusen away from home, they do give up chances as well. They'd be top half of the table for XG against in away fixtures. So I can see both sides giving up chances here. So that's why I like the both teams to score angle. But I'd still fancy Leverkusen to bounce back from during the week and actually win the game. So Leverkusen and both teams to score at 2-1. Is the bet. If you are looking for a goal to score with the Friday night game, you're sitting down to watch it, you could have a look at Niels Pettersson. He's 13-2 first goal scorer for Freiburg. He's 9 goals this season. He got a bit of a rest during the week against Frankfurt. Didn't start, but when he came off the bench, he did score. So he's 9 goals this season. His last 4 seasons for Freiburg, he has hit double figures in the league. So, you know, he will get another goal or two before the end of the season. So you could have a look at him. But main tip would be Leverkusen and both teams to score at 2-1.
James, I think you fancy goals as well. We were speaking before we come on air. So you sort of echo a lot of what Jason was saying.
Yeah, echo that pretty much. I'm just looking at the just over 3.5 goals in the game. Not going for a result either side, although I probably will side with Jason and say bye. But yeah, I'm just going to stick with the over 3.5. I mean, Freiburg, unfortunately, it looks as if their European aspirations are fading away a little bit. Just one clean sheet in 2020. So it shows that they are leaking goals, which is a big issue for them against a Bayer Leverkusen side that like to go forward. Of course, they've got some informed players in Kai Havertz. Interestingly enough as well, 7 of Bayer's last 8 games in all competitions have seen over 3.5 goals. So I feel they'll be eager to hit back from that disappointing defeat in, I think, Freiburg. Yeah, they could chip a few goals, but I think over 3.5 is probably the way to go for this one.
Yeah, I think I'd just like Leverkusen to win. I think they're a fair enough price, really. Freiburg really struggling on expected goals, you know, throughout. And if you have a look at the chances that they gave up against Eintracht Frankfurt in the week, it was absolutely remarkable. Frankfurt had 34 shots in the game, 16 on target. They had 7 big chances, 28 shots in the box. I mean, if Leverkusen get half that amount, it will probably be enough to win. Kai Havertz has grabbed all of the headlines for Leverkusen. But in terms of their front three, I absolutely love Diaby. I think he's a player that's definitely going to be coming to a big club sooner rather than later. Right, coming next, we've got all of the Saturday matches, including Bayern Munich.
Paddy Power's 2-up offer has now been extended to the Bundesliga. If the team you back goes 2 goals up, we'll pay you out as a winner straight away. Paddy Power's 2-up. Terms and conditions apply. 18+bgambleaware.org.
Welcome back to the Racing Post Football Postcast. I'm Mark Langdon, and joining me today, we've got James Mason, my colleague, and also from Paddy Power, Jason Murphy. Right, it's time to crack on with the Saturday matches. All of these games, of course, on BT Sport, and starting, may as well go in alphabetical order with these 2:30s. It doesn't appear to be a standout fixture, I wouldn't say. So we'll go for Hertha against Augsburg. Jason, some odds and a tip, please.
Yeah, Hertha 5-6, to draw 13-5, and Augsburg 11-4. Was really impressed with Hertha against Leipzig yesterday. Thought Leipzig, again, talking about home advantage, I thought Leipzig were a bit short there, and Hertha Berlin are doing very, very well under Labbadia. Terrible mistake from the keeper. Worth having a look, Jarstein, to let Leipzig go 2-1 up. I haven't seen one like that before, but they bounced back, and unfortunately, from Lukman to give away the penalty. But Hertha probably definitely deserved at least a draw of that game yesterday. But it was a tough game. There was a lot of heavy collisions in it. So I'm kind of just going to hold off and just wait to see team news before I'd actually back in this game. If you have a look at Augsburg, you know, before the season started back, they were winless in five, but they picked up 4 points from those three games since the restart. I'm probably unlucky not to take a point as well against Wolfsburg in the first game back. You know, the Augsburg would be happy just to stay up. They'd happily take 15th place now if it was given to them. But I don't have anything really positive to say about them. So just based on how impressed I've been with Hertha Berlin, the last two games in particular, I'd go with Hertha at 5-6, providing, you know, team news is as it should be and their main players are there. Hertha at 5-6 is a very good bet.
I think Hertha will win as well. James, are we going for the Hertha hat trick?
Clean sweep. Yeah, clean sweep on this one. I've been quite impressed with Hertha. I mean, they're unbeaten in five, to be fair. That was before the season was suspended. Just one loss in the last seven in the Bundesliga. So they are in a bit of form. I just thought they look quite good coming forward. You know, to score two goals against Leipzig is an impressive feat for them. But what, 4-0 and 3-0s before that as well. So they're obviously in a good stride of form. Augsburg, I have been actually quite impressed by them as well. I mean, they beat Schalke 3-0. Read into that what you want, because David Wagner's men are in awful form at the moment. I just think the 0-0 against Paderborn in midweek would be a little bit of an issue for me. That's a game they should probably be winning, and disappointed that they didn't get the 3 points. So I just think Hertha maybe just that little bit of a finer tuned in the attacking third at the moment. So Hertha probably get the nod from me.
Okay, next up, it's Mainz against Hoffenheim. Mainz absolutely thrashed at the weekend against Leipzig. A slightly better performance next time out, but a team that really struggling at the moment. Hoffenheim, very inconsistent side. Jason, how do you see this one, and what are your prices?
Yeah, Mainz 15-8, the draw 5-2, and Hoffenheim 13-10. Like you said, Mainz took a bit of a beating for the second time this season off Leipzig last weekend. And the game against Union Berlin during the week, you know, it finished 1-1. But, like, you know, they were against 10 men there, I think, for about an hour of that game. And they've only picked up 2 points since the restart, really. They're 1 point off the relegation playoff place. So they really need to pick up points between now and the end of the season. But in that run of games that they have left, they have Dortmund, Leverkusen and Werder Bremen as well still to play. Werder Bremen, who are below them in the table, and so that'll be a massive game. So I'd be really concerned about Mainz. You could probably have a little look at them in the relegation market. As for Hoffenheim, yeah, again, I think their season's possibly going to peter out a bit. I know they're seventh at the moment, 3 points behind Wolfsburg and still chasing Europe. Kramaric has been a massive loss for them, and their Hubner, their captain and centre-back, was sent off during the week as well. In that win against Cologne, so he'll be missing for this game too. So I've no real strong fancies on it, but if you did want to have a bet or were looking for the Ake, I would probably side with Hoffenheim at 13-10.
Yeah, I'm leaving this one alone. Just can't seem to find any value in the game. James, hopefully you can be a little bit more bullish and point listeners in you know, towards a bet.
Yeah, I think this, as I mentioned before, of the weekend teams, the teams playing away from home, that there are a few to get on the price. And I think Hoffenheim are probably one of those teams to try and go for. I think you look at Mainz, you mentioned there, they're in a poor run of form at the moment in terms of, you know, conceding goals. Yes, they're picking up the odd point, but they shouldn't have got anything really against Cologne on that first game back since the restart. You know, two second half goals against a Cologne side who just took their foot off the gas. And again, against Union, only drawing 1-1 when they were playing against 10 men, you'd expect it a bit better. So scoring goals is a bit of an issue for them. I think conceding, though, is the main one for me. I mean, 61 goals that they have conceded this season. So it's the worst record in the Bundesliga. And I think Hoffenheim, after that shaky start, you know, the 3-0 defeat to Hertha, have hit back quite well. A point against Paderborn, but the 3-1 against Cologne, that showed to me that they're actually starting to hit their straps a little bit now. And you'd feel they probably should have enough, I think, to get the win at Mainz. So that would be the price I'd be going for.
Actually, you've persuaded me. Anyway, I've got more of an interest now in that game. One game I'm really struggling to watch, actually, will be Schalke against Werder Bremen. I'm not expecting many goals in this game. In fact, I think the draw could be a decent bet. You know, when the goal expectancy comes down, the draw becomes a more likely option. Schalke, of course, in all sorts of bother at the moment. David Wagner's been promised that his job's safe for now, despite the latest defeat against Fortuna Dusseldorf in midweek. They've got very little options up front at the moment. They've got a lot of injuries. I think that does give Bremen a big chance to get something out of the game. Whether there's enough about them to win it, not so sure. They had the 1-0 victory last weekend, then had the 0-0 in midweek, so tightened up defensively. It's just I'm not sure about them at the price. And Jason, you can give us those prices and also your prediction, please.
Yeah, Schalke 6-4, the draw 23-10, and Bremen 15-8. Really, really down on Schalke. If you look at the last 10 games, just as a form table, they would be bottom of the table in the league. Their best player, Sadar, is out for the season now. You know, he chipped in with 7 goals already this season. Consistently their best player, and a few other injuries as well. And it was a bad loss to Fortuna Dusseldorf there midweek as well. They went a goal up in the second half, but lost 2-1. But there's one little incident in the game that I didn't really like, and it was just before the end of the first half. Ozan Kabak, the centre-back, gives away a free kick, and the ball is kind of sitting there, and he just boots it downfield. It's a needless yellow card. The game is 0-0, and you can see the captain in the screenshot doesn't get onto him or give out to him. It's just seems like really bad morale there, maybe, or just lads not really on it. It's just silly things to be doing like that. And if you do enough silly things over the course of a game, you're going to lose a game, and do it over enough games, you're going to go on bad runs. So really, really against Schalke. Whereas Werder Bremen, I'm a little bit optimistic about. Okay, they were very bad the first game back against Leverkusen. Took a bit of a beating, but the Bet Freiburg last week got the clean sheet in that, and then I thought they were good against Gladbach midweek as well. Finished 0-0, but massive chance in the 88th minute. I mentioned it earlier, David Selke, he was very good for Germany underage level. He's 25 now and he hasn't really kicked on, but he's got a great chance one-on-one with the keeper, and a win there for Werder Bremen would have been massive, but he doesn't finish it. So Werder Bremen really do need to put points on the board. Like I said, they're 5 points off the relegation playoff. They do have a game in hand, so I think Bremen can move in the right direction. I think they've been non-performing all season, haven't been getting the results that maybe they might have deserved as well. So I just think Bremen at 15-8, given how bad Schalke are and what Bremen have to play for. And Bremen also have this player, Milo Rashiga, in their team, 7 goals and 4 assists this season. He's really, really quality player. If you're watching the game, I know, you know, Mark, you're not that interested in it, but if you are watching Werder Bremen, he is the player to watch. So at 15-8, I think Werder Bremen are a bit of value.
Yeah, I mean, so we've got one for the draw, one for Bremen. Just on Schalke, just quickly, I mean, they're in the Racing Post bad book. So in the all that was denied the treble, the NAP treble last week, was we needed under 2.5 goals in Schalke against Augsburg. Absolutely ridiculous mistake in injury time that gave Augsburg the third goal in that game. I mean, it looked for all the world to be a low scorer. James, are you going to go for Schalke and we'll have the completely different options, or are you going to go for alongside me or Jason?
Well, I'm not actually going to side with any of you, unfortunately, okay, in terms of the result market. If I was going to edge towards somebody, it would be to Werder Bremen, just because that they're in a better form than Schalke. But I'm looking at the goals market, and I think under 2.5 goals is probably the way to go for this one. I mean, both sides are dreadful, really, when you look at it in the attacking third. I mean, Schalke have only scored 5 league goals in 2020. Werder Bremen have only scored 1 more than that. So it's not the fact that Werder don't create chances. It's the fact they don't put it in the back of the net, and you just worry a little bit about them. I mean, both sides concede plenty. Bremen 59, so the second worst defensive record in the league. I mean, Schalke, I mean, they conceded a lot lately. 2 against Fortuna, 3 against Augsburg, 4 against Dortmund. So they're not very good at the back either. But I just think both sides are really struggling to have that lead striker, that person that put it in the back of the net. You mentioned Rashica there for Bremen. He is a talent, but maybe it's just a little bit too much responsibility every game for him to be the one to score the goal. So under 2.5, I don't think it's going to be the most entertaining game, to be honest, between these two.
And James, I'll stick with you for what could be the highlight, really, of the Saturday afternoon game. Wolfsburg against Eintracht Frankfurt.
Yeah, it actually should be quite an interesting game. This one, I think Wolfsburg, well, to be fair, with both of these teams, it's never dull when they play. Wolfsburg, over 2.5 goals have happened in 5 of the last 7 league games. Frankfurt, well, there's no win in five in all competitions for them. So, you know, they're on a bit of a disappointing run of form. They're tumbling towards the relegation fight, only 2 points above Fortuna, who hold that relegation playoff spot. But in that run of no win in five in all comps, 24 goals have been scored in those games. So they may not be picking up results, but at least they're providing a little bit of entertainment. I mean, a 3-3 against Freiburg last time out there, scoring two late goals to get a share of the spoils. They did well against Bayern, actually. I know they went 3-0 down in that game, but two quick goals to get back to 3-2. Then Bayern just turned on the gas once more. But I just look at this one, and again, it's goals where I'm probably going to go in this market. You could go over 2.5. I'm going to be a bit more bold and go over 3.5 goals in this game. I think Wolfsburg do have their bit between the teeth at the moment, but Eintracht, like I mentioned, they know where the back of the net is.
Okay, Jason, I think you might have a strong fancy in this one.
Yeah, with Wolfsburg at 5-6, the draw 13-5, and Eintracht Frankfurt 13-5 as well. But the Wolfsburg at 5-6, I'd be very interested in that. Good win during the week away to Leverkusen 4-1. They're sixth in the table, and they're having just, you know, a really, really good season at the moment. You know, if they finish sixth, that does get them into the Europa League places, and that'd be pretty good going for Glasner's first season in charge after coming in. So, you know, I'm quite keen on Wolfsburg and what they're doing, but also very much against Eintracht Frankfurt for a lot of reasons that James has outlined there. Their form is just atrocious at the moment. They're terrible away on the road as well. Like, they've only picked out 7 points out of a possible 39 this season. That's 10 defeats in 13. So, you know, maybe behind closed doors might actually suit them. Maybe there's something about stage fright that they get when they travel away from home. But for this game, I think Wolfsburg are 5-6 are a really good bet. And in the anti-post markets, I think Eintracht Frankfurt for relegation, we tipped them up at 40-1 their first show back. They're now in the 25-1 with us. There's still some 33s out there. But presuming they lose this game, their next two games then are against Bremen and Mainz, who are, you know, below them in the table. So they have a massive couple of games coming up, Frankfurt. And if they lose them, like I say, when it goes bad and the wheels come off, things can really go bad. And there's no such thing as a team that's too good to go down. So I think if you were looking for a bet to last you for the next couple of weeks, or to get you a bit of interest for a couple of games, entering Frankfurt relegation there, you know, you can watch the game against Bremen and Mainz. You know, you can get on there at 25, so there's 33s out there elsewhere. I think it'd be worth having a look there as a bet. Probably Frankfurt's best result, really, since the season came back, was Fortuna Dusseldorf for 2-0 up last week against Cologne. And, you know, to give away two goals, fortunately, in injury time, finishes a draw. You know, if Dusseldorf had got the win there, that'd be another 2 points for Dusseldorf. And they'd be level with Frankfurt, and Frankfurt would be 1 point above the relegation playoff. They're not, Frankfurt really need to start doing themselves some favours, and I'm not confident that they can in the next couple of games. But Wolfsburg definitely need to get for this.
I'm not sure I agree. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, Jason, but I'm not sure I can agree with the bet. I've got Eintracht Frankfurt down here for the upset, purely on the basis that I thought they played well against Freiburg on Tuesday evening. You know, that, I mean, a ridiculous amount to have 16 shots on target and 28 shots in the box. Yes, they've got problems at the back. I think they're a talented team, though. If you look at them, this is a side that's beaten Bayern Munich 5-1 this season. They've drawn with Dortmund 2-2. They've beaten Leipzig 2-0. They've beaten Leverkusen 3-0. So, I mean, they've got it in them. And most of those, all of those results were at home. So they've definitely got issues away from home, as you've mentioned. I just wonder if getting those two late goals against Freiburg can sort of set them up for a kind of stronger finish, because they, along with Werder Bremen, were the two teams that were complaining about the season starting so soon. They wanted another week. So I think from a fitness point of view, Eintracht Frankfurt were behind some of the other teams, and that maybe showed in early performances. But I'm hoping now they've got a couple of games under their belt, they may be able to kick on. I mean, I fully accept that they're hopeless defensively, and, you know, conceded 3 against Freiburg, 5 against Bayern, 3 against Gladbach, 4 against Leverkusen, 4 against Dortmund in sort of, you know, since sort of mid-February. So they have got it all to do defensively. I just thought they were a little bit overpriced, but we shall see. One favourite I'm definitely not looking to take on, that's Bayern Munich. It's a pretty cheap lay, but it's one that's almost certainly going to end up in a home win. They take on Uwe Rosser's Fortuna Dusseldorf. Jason, just how short are you going on Bayern Munich? And where on earth is anyone that watches this game at 5:30 going to be able to dig out something at a more workable price?
Yeah, so we've Bayern 1-25 at the moment, draw 11-1, and Fortuna Dusseldorf 35-1 if you fancy it. Can't see many people take it, backing that. Fortuna Dusseldorf, like you said, are in that relegation fight, probably having just too many draws at the moment. One win and four draws in their last five games. You know, they drew with Paderborn, hit the woodwork twice. That game against Cologne last week, they were two up. And, heading into injury time and finished 2-2. So they've kind of left points behind them that they really need, but have improved since UEFA roster came in. And that was a massive win against Schalke during the week for them. The big change I've seen since roster came in, prior to him taking charge on the 1st of February, they had scored 18 goals in 19 matches. You know, that's less than a goal a game. But since he's come in, they've scored 13 goals in 9 matches. That's nearly a goal and a half a game that they're scoring. So maybe, Bayern might switch off a little bit. They let in 2 against Frankfurt last week. Both teams have scored there 6-5. If you're watching the match, it's a bet that'll run the course of the game. You might have a chance that Fortuna Dusseldorf nick one. Some bigger prices, it's kind of like trying to pick a bet for a Man City game. So you're looking to the goal scores and having a look at team news. Bayern Munich play Leverkusen midweek. The title is kind of wrapped up, and they might want to wrap up Lewandowski in a bit of cotton wool maybe for that game against Leverkusen. Has been taking a few knocks in the last few games. And also, there is Champions League football to consider down the line. So if Lewandowski was to be rested for this game, then there is a bit of value maybe in having a look at Perisic at 6-1 or Goretzka 17-2. I think Goretzka got the first goal last week. And there is a young Dutch lad that has made a couple of appearances when Lewandowski hasn't played this season. Zerki is his name. He's 10-3 each way with one bookmaker out there. If he's playing as a central striker in the Bayern Munich team, that's probably a little bit big as well. He's got three goals and 6 appearances this season so far. Wait for team news and have a look at the goal score markets. And if you're watching the game and you want to get 90 minutes out of your bet, both teams to score at 6-5 is probably what I'd recommend there.
I mean, Bayern Munich don't need any sort of extra help, but I mean, you wonder whether Fortuna, it's really difficult for them to sort of back up, isn't it? If you're Bayern Munich, you can rotate the squad around. If you're Fortuna, you come into this game, you're probably already exhausted from having won against Schalke in midweek. They've had less rest as well, which not ideal. I just wonder if the game might get away from them in the latter stages. I'd be sort of heading towards a sort of 4-0, 5-0 correct score angle, but not a great game really from a betting point of view. James, have you been able to dig anything out?
Well, I've gone for a Bayern win and both teams to score, which is around 7-5, which I think provides a little bit of value. Of course, all the points were made there about Bayern Munich or Jason did. It's hard to oppose them really to pick up the win. They're in fantastic form, a step closer to an 8th consecutive Bundesliga title. So the Bayern win is the banker for this one. But mention there as well, with Fortuna, since Uwe Roslat has come in, now 29th of January is when he was appointed. Now, this is taken in all competitions, including the DFB Pokal, where they beat Kaiserslautern. I mean, 19 goals scored in his 11 matches in charge since he came in Roslat. So it shows that they are much better in attack. It's a marked improvement. And they're on a good run of form at the moment as well, undefeated in 6. A lot of draws in there, but, it shows they're hard to beat. They should have had actually more than a couple of wins in that 6-game run as well and beaten run because, they allowed some late goals in. So I just think really they'll have a go at Bayern. I was going to go Bayern and over 3.5 goals in the game, but I just think if Bayern Munich do get 2 goals ahead or something, they could take the foot off the gas a little bit. So I just think that both teams to score, with Fortuna trying all they can to keep themselves out of that, well, pull themselves away from the relegation battle, I should say. I just think Bayern and both teams to score offers a bit of value at around 7-5.
Okay, well, the...
Go on, Jason. Yeah, we do have a money back offer on this as well. If Thomas Muller scores anytime, it's money back as cash as well. So again, you could have your free tenner there on the both teams to score, and if it doesn't click, you can get your money back if Muller did score for Bayern. But just to allude to those goal score tips as well, if you do have a poke at some of those bigger prices in the first goal score market, like your Perisic or your Goretzka, and they don't happen to get the first goal and it's Muller that actually gets it, again, that's money back on your bet as well. So there is a bit of value in, we're giving a bit of value with that offer for this game if you want to place a bet and are watching it.
I did actually have Fulham down as a tip, actually. I had him scribbled down on a piece of paper. Thomas Muller's a first goal scorer. He's actually scored all of his seven Bundesliga goals this season have come under Hansi Flick. So a big improvement by him when the new coach came in.
Okay, well, let's hope there's a bit of Muller time to come against Fortuna on Saturday. Next up, we'll be talking Borussia Dortmund.
It's Bayern versus Dusseldorf on Saturday, and we're giving money back as cash on all markets if Muller scores at any time. Terms and conditions apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Welcome back to the Racing Post Football Postcast. I'm Mark Langdon. Joining me, we've got my colleague James Mason from Paddy Power. It's Jason Murphy. It's a busy Sunday of Bundesliga action. We'll start at 2:30. It's Mönchengladbach against Union Berlin. And I'll come to you first this time, James. What's your best bet here?
It's a difficult one, this one, but I was trying to look for a bit of value. I think Borussia Mönchengladbach are obviously one to go for. You look at the form of Union at the moment. Yes, they had the 1-1 last time out, but it's against the Mainz side who are in relegation trouble. But before that, it was four straight defeats for Union. They just seem to be going, you know, on a downward spiral at the moment. The 4-0 Berlin derby as well, defeat to Hertha. That was a very, very disappointing result. And Mönchengladbach, a little bit of a disappointing 0-0 they had at Werder Bremen. They're probably expected to go and hit back from the 3-1 defeat they had to Bayer Leverkusen. So, you know, the last two games haven't been fantastic for them. But I just think, really, the quality they have in their side, they've probably got too much, I think, to sort of get maybe unstuck against the Union side. The issue, I think, is for the away side in this one is that they're struggling to score goals, only 33 this season. You do worry a little bit about that, than being able to put the ball in the back of the net. So the value, I think, in this one would be Borussia Mönchengladbach to win to nil. They haven't kept a huge amount of clean sheets this season, Mönchengladbach, but I just think they will have enough to keep a shutout against Union.
Okay, I think Gladbach probably safe enough for the Ackers, in particular with Dortmund playing later. I can see a lot of doubles going on, Gladbach and Dortmund. Are you going to get the double beat, do you think, Jason?
No, I think Gladbach and Dortmund are both very good bets to win on Sunday. The reason for Gladbach, the price is 4-9, draw 16-5, lend the 2 Union. For reasons outlined by James there, and one other angle I'd give on this, Union Berlin, they played Mainz during the week and they had a red card just before halftime. So they played the whole of the second half. And this game was tight. I mean, it was 1-1 throughout the second half. And the manager only made two substitutions in the whole game, despite playing half the match with 10 men. Mm-hmm. So that indicates that, you know, maybe there's a lack of confidence in what he has on the bench. And, you know, fitness has been a factor, I think, with these games coming back. Players not fully up to speed, not possible to be fully up to speed, having only played a couple of competitive games. So I think that's another reason why I'd be happy to go with Gladbach at 4-9 for this game.
Yeah, I'm Gladbach Dortmund double on Sunday. I mean, favourites have not been exactly hosing up so far, I think it's fair to say, in the Bundesliga, but hopefully, from my sort of financial point of view, that will change on Sunday. The second game of the afternoon, it's Paderborn against Dortmund. It's a Dortmund team that's likely to be without Haaland, who went off injured after he clashed with a referee, of all people, against Bayern Munich. I think that points us to a separate bet in this game, because Thorgan Hazard was the man who was entrusted with moving up front to replace Haaland in sort of late on against Bayern Munich. There's a fair chance, I think, he'll stay in that position. Jadon Sancho can come in and sort of replace Hazard on the wing. I suppose Götze is the other one to watch out for. But in my opinion, Thorgan Hazard could be the bet to score first. Jason, some prices. I know Dortmund are going to be pretty short. And also what you fancy.
Yeah, Paderborn 7-1, draw 4-1, and Dortmund 1-3. Just to say on Paderborn, you know, the three draws since they came back, they really needed to get wins. They're at the bottom of the table, and a defeat to Dortmund here, that'll probably be the final nail in the coffin, and that'll see them go down. But in fairness, they've had a good run of it. I think they were the team that came up after back-to-back promotions. So, like, you know, it's... Yeah, so it's... You know, they've been plucky, but like I said, it'll probably come to an end this weekend. But just to pick up on what you said, Mark, and that's exactly how I've been thinking for this game. I was actually going to tip up Mario Götze. He's 13-2, first goal scorer. Again, waiting on team news. But, He's got two goals in his six starts, and he seems to be the one that when Haaland hasn't played, it's been Götze that, obviously Alcer has gone to Villarreal, but Götze's probably played the most in that central position. So if you look at the goal scorer markets out there, like 13-2 for a first goal scorer on what is a 1-3 shot for Dortmund. Now, obviously, Dortmund have a lot of attacking options. Even the wing-backs as well are chipping in with goals there. But at that price, at 13-2, if you say Dortmund are maybe 2-5 to score the first goal, basically at 13-2, the bookmaker at that price that you're taking, it's a 20% chance if Dortmund score the first goal, that's it's got to. But if it's a player playing in that central striker position, on average, at least 26-27% of the goals come from that position there. So there is definitely value in Götze 13-2, where if he's on the bench and Hazard is starting, it's likely Hazard's going to be in that position too. There is 13-2 out there on him as well. So that's it. Wait for team news and pick your goal scorer with Haaland missing.
Okay, fastest finger first there, Jason. Me and you will be queuing up at 4 o'clock to try to get on whatever we can there as soon as the teams are announced. James, can you see Dortmund getting beat here or a comfortable away win?
I think it'll be comfortable, to be fair. Dortmund is the staple bet, I think, just to go and win. They're the banker on the Acker. I think if you wanted to add a bit more value, I think Dortmund win and you could go over 2.5 or over 3.5 goals. Now, there is a bit of backing for that in terms of Dortmund. They've only lost twice in the Bundesliga since November, but on each occasion, they have responded in style. So they won 5-3 at Augsburg. That did come before, or the other side of the winter break. But then they managed to slam Frankfurt 4-0 as well. That was on the back of February's 4-3 loss at Bayer Leverkusen. So whenever they lose, they seem to hit back in style. And the fact is, they're going up against the Paderborn side, who I've mentioned, are struggling. They look as if they're going straight back down to Bundesliga's second division. The issue for them is that they are struggling to score goals. I mean, they had 15 attempts at goal on Wednesday, but only 3 of those were on target. So it's a big, big issue for them. Had to settle for a 0-0 draw on that game. So a Dortmund win, throwing over 2.5, 3.5 goals as well, I think, to bump up the price.
Okay, and then the coupon is rounded up on Monday. Cologne against Leipzig. I saw Julian Nagelsmann use a swear word to describe the schedule that Leipzig were under, having played on Sunday against Mainz and then Wednesday against Hertha, when Hertha had had 2 days extra rest. He can have no complaints this time around because it's his team that's got a bit of a breather and not playing again until Monday. Jason, can we have your prices, please, for Cologne against Leipzig and also your verdict?
Yeah. Cologne 4-1, the draw 7-2, and Leipzig 1-2. We had said Cologne would probably be a good team to watch when they start back, and they haven't disappointed. The 3 games that they've been involved in since they came back have seen 4 goals, and their last 2 home games finished in 2-2 draws as well. We also seen Leipzig's last game finishing in a 2-2 draw. So we're expecting goals in this game. If you thought it was going to be a 2-2 draw, you could get the Desmond at 11-1. It might be a bit of an interest Monday night game. Let's hope there's plenty of goals in it. These teams, on average, when they're playing their matches for this season, they both average about 3.5 goals in the games that they're playing. So really, we're really hoping to see goals in this game. If you're looking for the bet, then I'm going to side with Leipzig. I think, yeah, they're definitely a bit of value to back to win it. And I'm going to put it with over 2.5 goals, and you can get 10-11 on that, which I think is a good bet to watch this game on Monday night.
I haven't really got a massive opinion on it. I think Leipzig probably should get the job done. I'm just a little bit worried. Sometimes they do throw in the odd sort of dodgy performance. I'm not quite sure where it comes from. Then maybe that's the next step for them, to just become, you know, more consistent, because I think on their day they can match anybody in Germany, but they just seem to drop some silly points along the way. If you're looking for a correct score, sort of building in really what Jason was saying, I thought 3-1. To Leipzig might be, you know, just a little bit of Monday night interest. A lot of quality in that Leipzig front line, but defensively they do seem to give up some chances. James, what's your best bet in this match?
Yeah, again, it's a difficult one, because you mentioned there Leipzig can often turn in a bit of a shaky performance, but you know they are in a decent run of form. Yes, there's been some draws thrown in with their run of form in all competitions, but they are looking quite good. it's interesting. Probably goals are somewhere you'd look for. You said that we hope there will be goals in this one. And I think maybe you could go over 2.5, over 3.5 if you want to be really, really bold. I mean, Cologne in the last 7 matches, 18 goals have been scored in those between both sides. As for Leipzig, they've had 17 in the last 7 in all competitions. So it shows that both sides like to go forward, but can be a little susceptible at the back. Of course, Leipzig, they will be without Halstenberg, won't they? Who was sent off. You know, they might decide to change it up a little bit in terms of personnel with the fixtures coming thick and fast. But yeah, Leipzig to win and over 2.5 would probably be somewhere to go.
Okay, it's time for the Nats.
Paddy Power's 2-up offer has now been extended to the Bundesliga. If the team you back goes 2 goals up, we'll pay you out as a winner straight away. Paddy Power's 2-up. Terms and conditions apply. 18+bgambleaware.org.
Right then, gents, let's try to sign off with a winning treble. I'll kick it off. I'm going to go for Hertha to beat Augsburg. I really like the way that Hertha are playing at the moment. Looks to have got their managerial position sorted out. Fourth time lucky for them. Labbadia definitely knows what he's doing. And the front three, particularly Cunha, I think has made an absolutely brilliant return since they come back in the Bundesliga. Really difficult man to stop. I expect Hertha to get the win. James, what are you going for?
I'm going to stick with Borussia Dortmund to win. I think it's looking at the matches, that's probably one of the safest bets of the weekend. Mentioned before, 2 defeats in the Bundesliga since November. They bounced back in style in both of those games. And no better team to go up against to get yourself back to winning ways than rock bottom Paderborn.
Yeah, I think that they're going to be the cornerstone of many of the weekend accumulators. So we've got Hertha, we've got Borussia Dortmund. What completes the treble, please, Jason?
Yeah, going to stick with Wolfsburg at home, Eintracht Frankfurt, for reasons outlined earlier. Like I said, it's a very good win away to Leverkusen during the week. They're 6th in the table, and marry that with the fact that Eintracht Frankfurt are on a really bad run and terrible away from home. Like you said, 7 points out of a possible 39, 10 defeats and 13 away from home this season is really, really bad. So, yeah, we'll go with Wolfsburg. And if we put that with Dortmund and Hertha Berlin, it's probably coming as a treble into around 10-3, maybe 7-2. But we'll definitely enhance that and get that up on site.
Excellent. Well, all that remains is for me to say thank you to James and to Jason for joining me today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with more Bundesliga action next week, and hopefully some of the other leagues, La Liga, Premier League, etc., are not too far behind. If you are betting on the Bundesliga this weekend, make sure you gamble responsibly. And for more information on that, visit begambleaware.org. Thank you. Until next time.
It's Bayern versus Dusseldorf on Saturday, and we're giving money back as cash on all markets if Müller scores at any time. Terms and conditions apply. 18+bgambleaware.org.